Has life dealt you more than you expected? You look around and life does not look like you planned. Maybe some of it is a result of your own choices and consequences. Maybe some of it is not. Whatever the case, the current hand you've been dealt to hold and look at every single day from your perspective is not a winning hand. What do you do? Do you get angry? Do you blame your spouse, blame your kids, blame your parents? It's easy to blame. We've been doing it since the garden. So, okay, let's blame Adam and Eve. Or do we blame God? We have great expectations, don't we? What happens when all of our great expectations are met with very disappointing circumstances? We can easily get uprooted real quick if our roots don't go down deep to remember and stand on what is true when it comes to life and the expectations we put on it and on others. If you find yourself in this moment angry at God over something that's happened in your life, I want to remind you of what is true. The discrepancy you feel between your expectation of a loving God, a good heavenly Father, and the very real life experiences that you've faced that were the very opposite of good can be daunting. But that's when we remember who God is. For me, it's the feeling of being out of control. I hate it. Maybe that's where it hits you as well. I can't control this life experience, this loss, this hurt or pain. I can't comprehend or understand why this tragedy occurred or why God allowed it. This is when I go back to a truth I hid deep in my heart when I was a teenager, when my expectations for what life should have looked like had come crashing down. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him and He will make your path straight. The first step is to surrender. Surrender your pain, surrender the disappointments, surrender your unmet expectations. Lay down the desire to control. That step is the key to trusting the Lord with all my heart. When I do that, I can breathe, and it's easier to not try and figure it all out. I can't. God is God. I am not. Creation, the fall, sin and death, the evil in this world, and the brokenness as a result that falls like rain into all of our stories is way above my pay grade. So I don't try and understand it all. Instead, my heart chooses to trust. I stand in awe of the one who is before all things and holds all things together, Colossians 1:17. I know from the beginning of time, the consistent character of God is He loves me. He knows me. He holds my life in His hands, and He has made a way for me through Jesus. And because of that, He is working and will work every single broken, painful, and even disappointing piece of my story for my good and His glory. He'll do the same for you as you trust Him with your heart and stop trying to figure it all out. Surrender your control, your expectations, your disappointments, your tragedies, and all the very real feelings you're processing through, including your anger. Lay it all down and trust Jesus to meet you in every single place your heart hurts. As you do, you won't feel uprooted, not knowing which way to turn. You'll stand strong and your path will be made straight. That's the truth. We all walk through pain. I'm sorry for yours. Instead of raising your fist, fall on your knees in awe of who God is and His absolute love for you. Your story isn't over. And like the old hymn says, we'll understand it better by and by. I'm Lori Klein.